exciting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I moi see ya me Tone Diggs.
Ah, baby Tone.
Batman, that lad over there. We call him Gumpy.
Ah, baby me.
You can find him on socials, Bubba Gumpino. He is the bearded wonder. He's also a Canadian sensation. He comes from that country. A couple guys that come from the United States of America in the back. Jay McAfee.
Hi, baby Jay.
How are we doing, Tom?
Hi, Jay.
How are we doing,
and Jay? I don't know where the fuck Mick comes from.
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown, yep.
All of the United States.
Hi, baby Mick.
You moved around a lot, kid.
Mitt's hot. NBA.
He's smoking.
Cooking these NBA finals.
I have had a great couple days. Hell, Hammer Dime super boost hit yesterday. Woo!
Woo! Two super boosts yesterday, Tony. It's funny. It is funny to me that two super boosts hit on the same day, Tony.
Will you fucking fix that camera, Mitt? I mean, show the guys.
What are you trying to make me look short, man?
He's trying to
make bury me?
Very short. I mean,
you're trying to a bury little me?
Adjustment. I mean,
God.
That's better. Look at that guy. Fucking a little headspace.
Jesus, Mitt.
Sorry, Gumpy.
Just pumped your tires.
How did Super Boost hit yesterday?
Two.
When you're in bed with Bagel.
His Super Boost never hit.
Super Boost never hit.
They're cursed.
Because it's all a scam.
They never win. Two-time glory for Harry Kane.
Sit on that wall.
Come on.
Show is brought to you by SeatGeek.
Oh, I love SeatGeek. I use SeatGeek for five Red Sox games in Boston.
Just want to let you guys know, carryover from Pat McAfee show, the weather has seemed to pass for the moment.
It has not subsided, though. Do not get that confused subsided.
No. It's like in Twister when that fucking NATO was jumping.
Right before the cow
Helen Hunt thought it was over.
Double H.
It wasn't over. It's coming back!
Double
fucking H. Fucking wrecked Dorothy 1. Damn shame. SeatGeek is back. We couldn't be happier.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, SeatGeek.
We've got hockey. Nope. Hockey's done.
Hockey's dead.
Got basketball.
Hell yeah.
Yes, we do. Baseball's in full swing. Concerts on the way back and a full NFL season around the corner.
Can't wait.
With so much going on, it's important to go to the one place that makes buying simple. You know where that's at, Bo?
Where's that?
SeatGeek.
Oh, I love SeatGeek.
They rate
SeatGeek.
Every ticket from 1 to 10, and then they give you, you know, color coding. Green is good, red is bad.
The color coding is a game changer.
Very nice.
Yes.
Use code DON!
DON!
That's DAHN. Code DON!
DON!
For $20 off.
$20?
$20 off your first order. That's code DON.
They got a great app,
for
too.
$20 off, go to SeatGeek.com. Promo code DON.
Are we going to address what's going on in Major League Baseball?
You want to address it right now? You want to do it now or later?
The game has changed, it feels like. I'm on a schneid right now that I have not seen this season.
So,
and I would gladly take the blame if I felt like it was my fault. You know me, Tony.
Yeah. I do know you.
This motherfucker, Rob Manfred,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of one of the best baseball betting seasons we've seen.
Yeah, we've had in a long time.
Changed the game.
Hell yeah.
Changed the game on us.
Yeah. We were having an unbelievable season. And we're not going to make excuses, but since the spider tech has come out, it has thrown a little bit of a curveball.
It has.
Into...
With not much...
not a lot of fucking spin rate.
Not a lot of spin rate on it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, pitchers aren't doing what they're supposed to do. We'll find it.
Yeah. I mean, you just keep going.
Water will find its level.
You keep going.
We will find out which pitchers are still good and which pitchers are not good anymore. We'll find that out. But, you know, for the next week or so.
This week has been rough.
You know, just fucking hang in there with us.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I mean, fucking Kikuchi gets lit up yesterday.
The hell was that?
Are you kidding me?
Just hang in there with us. When the weather gets rough,
hold.
You take a big leather strap, put it around you, your body, and then you tie it to a water main that's super deep, and then you hold on.
Good. What do you want to do? What do you think the boost? What are we going for the boost?
Okay, so Sunday we are going to do a watch on for the Azuri and the Three Lions. That's what you guys are called, right?
Yeah.
Three Lions.
We might have to have a gentleman's bet as well.
A gentleman's bet. Interesting.
Very interesting.
We will find out a gentleman's bet, but we will be here live on this YouTube, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Don't worry, Jay. You don't have to come. We can turn the mics on.
Baby Jay.
Mitt, probably going to need you, though.
Mitt.
Yeah, I want to come.
Bill.
Well, you don't have anything else to do, so.
I mean, it's... No, I don't do anything on a Sunday.
No, I know.
I'm fucking hungover, dude.
I mean, we're so fucking hungover.
Can I have a fucking nap supposed to go out on
my fucking
dude?
Buddy's boat.
Have a fucking...
Just 2 hours, Mitt. It's 2 hours, dude. You'll be fine.
You can have a couple pints, Mitt.
So we are going to try to think of super boost for that game.
Maybe some bong.
Talon, the over 1.5 is the one I would lean towards.
Dangerous.
If we're hoping for goals and excitement, because we can't do a side.
That's what everybody hopes for when they're watching a soccer game.
Why can't you do a side?
Do you want to do a side?
I mean, I know which side's going to win, so.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
I think I do. I still can't find the line.
I can't even find it.
Tie no bet, win cast. I need, where's the fucking line?
I tweeted out this morning.
I know, but where did you get it at?
It has been disappearing, to be honest.
It's been bouncing around. Patrick!
Did it already come home?
Hey, Patrick!
Did you guys already celebrate the whole It's Coming Home thing?
No, because half of this show doesn't give a fuck It's Coming Home.
What do you mean? We won the Super Boost because both teams.
Oh, yeah. We talked about Super Boost.
We love that.
We talked about
two boosts in one day.
Think that we're running a fucking scam.
Two boosts.
Yeah, how come nobody ever talks about the two boosts hitting in one goddamn day?
No, they'll talk about when it doesn't hit.
They don't want to hear it.
Oh, your partner
Swords.
Oh, Johnny Swords.
You know what? You have an incredible innate ability.
What?
So you didn't ruin the bet yesterday.
Hey, yesterday
people were still mad.
Why is everybody living in the past, Bob?
I don't get it. Like,
people were still mad at you.
Clearly said a million times that I am the hottest gambler in this office and no one seems
to
listen. I don't remember the last time I've lost a bet.
I do.
And actually, no one has thanked me yet.
No one will.
For willing England to that win yesterday.
Thank you,
Bob. In that second half of that game, I tossed that hat on. Harry Kane saw it from far away.
And he said, "This is for Foxy. This isn't for my home.
This is
for Foxy."
You attempted an English accent there or no?
I don't know.
The sword took over.
It just came from the heart, and what'd he do?
It's going to be a damn shame if England wins this thing. Because I tell you what, I got a lot of receipts.
Who's saying it? Everybody?
You got a Tannenbaum folder for England?
Oh, I got a lot of people on any tweet about England since this tournament started. First, it was Germany.
Oh, they're going to beat you. Yeah.
Then it was the Ukraine.
Oh, wait till you see. Oh,
the Ukraine is weak.
Then it was Denmark.
What?
Now it's Italy.
What?
Well, yeah, that'll happen.
Nah. It's coming home.
Is that low-life lawyer's chair not
that,
treating
that
you well?
That chair stinks, dude.
I want to let you know the... yesterday...
Yesterday.
The last 20 minutes of that game was awesome.
Yesterday was awesome.
But we had to wait, 110 minutes for that last 20?
Too long.
It's a good day.
You guys are doing that on Sunday at 3 o'clock right
now? Sunday at 3?
Hell yeah.
Fox, are you going to be here?
No, he will not be here.
I haven't picked the team yet. I don't know who I'm rooting for yet. No. I got to look at my analytics. I got to deep dive into the way I gamble and see what team I like.
Because you got to take your emotion of the moment because Harry Kane did so much for you just yesterday that people forget you bet on Italy a couple days ago.
And I'm an emotional bettor.
Yeah.
All right. And I love when, you know, I love my guys. But also, I got to see what the office, where they're swaying. I mean, we got 2-3 Italians in this office that could swing. But also, Gumpy, it's coming home. He's doing so good. So I got to figure this out still.
The weight of the world and the Europe's are on your shoulders, Foxy.
Bingo. I think your blood's, you and your blood,
yeah.
You should go with England.
No.
What's
he's
that all
about? He's Scottish. He hates England.
Yeah, but at one point, Wessex, Scotland.
No. Everybody from Scotland hates England.
I mean, I love pizza.
Yeah.
I love spaghetti.
What?
I love all sorts of Italian things.
What?
One.
Also... you know, something I thought about on the show today.
A piece of pizza that slapped you in the face.
Is like when my favorite form of soccer came from Will Ferrell and Kicking and Screaming, good the movie. Do you guys recall this? And what do they do in that movie?
Pass it to the Italians.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty tough for me not to take the Italians.
Those kids were really good.
Good the value. Yeah, good value on Italy, too, Foxy. Great value on Italy, too. If
you really? What is it?
They are plus 100 to win.
Wow.
Italy
is?
Yeah.
Wow.
England minus 115.
Yeah, it's a fucking coin flip, boys.
God, what's your overall bet on these Euros?
Number record, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
25-14.
25-14. That's pretty good. Hey, regardless.
What about, hold on, no. Did you add in that 90-minute thing you made me bet as one of your losses?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Still incredible what you've done.
Very good.
Tournament. This Nigel even clapped.
Nigel did clap for you. I mean, he couldn't even see his hands put together.
Hey, he loves to booze.
I forgot about Nigel.
Too. I love that Nigel's gimmick is that he's just
imagine if you were living in England and it was coming home. I mean, you'd be out doing it too.
Yeah, I'd be in a pretzel for sure.
It's coming home.
Seems like you're rooting for the lads.
Me?
Yeah.
Come on, I created an entire theme song for Italy.
Yeah.
When
that was when they were playing Spain.
Hits the net in the game over there. It's coming home. That's very Italian. It kind of sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is a banger.
Gumpy still wants to boost the over, which.
Yeah, we are going to do that for you because Gumpy is, I mean, he's 25-14. So if he wants to bet on something, we will bet on something.
I mean, over 1.5. You know?
Well, have you seen Pickford, dude? And how about Buffon's prodigy down there?
Donnarumma.
Who?
Donnarumma.
Valderrama's playing goalie for
They are from the back to the front, Donnarumma, and then you got fucking Chiellini, and you got Verratti, and then you got Immobile. The middle is tough to get through.
Okay? Yes.
Why do you like the over so much?
Well, soccer. The actual over is 2.5.
Okay.
So I'm saying
boost 1.5.
Over 1.5. Is minus 200. Let's get that to somewhere decent.
Minus 150, yeah. Minus 125.
And then we can root for goals. And if it's 1-1 and it does go to extra time, everyone's still a winner. Which, by
the
way,
that's the one that me, Foxy, Ty, Connor, and everybody else that has been forced to watch the Europe's in soccer is going
to
boost.
I mean, I think the odds to go to extra time are probably very juicy.
And then we'll super boost those and make those even more juicy because it's soccer. That's what's going to happen.
And I will hammer that. 1,000%.
It's gonna happen.
The fact that it didn't go to PKs yesterday was unbelievable.
If it went,
you want to throw a PK?
If it went to PKs, England was hooked.
Yes, Michael was gonna eat those things. Yeah, he had a laser pointer in his eyeball and still stopped every game.
The draw after 90 is plus 195.
We get that up to plus 300, maybe.
Oh,
plus 250.
Good value.
Let me call him.
That is good.
Yeah, that's it. That has to be it.
I'm asking him to boost Conor McGregor knockout as well.
Ooh. Live. What the hell was I going to talk about?
I mean, it's exciting times, boys. It doesn't get much better than this.
But no, everyone here is invited Sunday, but obviously do not feel obligated unless you're Mitt. I told Jay we could turn the mics on, and then...
Can you mute me, Jay?
Yeah. Probably because all these mics pick up everything. Probably
no, you're good. He's seen us.
Is that guy?
What's...
This is 2 days in a row they don't answer over there.
Oh, my God. Everyone's on vacation.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's that.
Why is everybody on vacation?
It makes no sense. Taking vacation.
Fucking Aaron Orlovsky just got back from a 4-month vacation. Did you see that
tan
he had on his
Hey, I did, actually.
Yeah, he just came on and buried Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no, he did.
He said
oh,
yeah. Jalen Hurts can play his best, and it will still be half of what Carson Wentz was in 2017.
No. Jalen Hurts can't hold Wentz's jock strap, he said.
In that tan with that polo he had on?
Yeah.
They were going scorched earth on that show.
Mike Tannenbaum buried fucking Ben and Baker.
I can't wait.
Is it because Greeny's gone? Greeny's out? And they're all like, yeah, we can say whatever.
No, Tannenbaum's been doing it for a long, long time.
Where's Greeny at? Greeny's in Hawaii or something?
I saw him on a golf course. I don't know where it was.
He loves golf.
Loves golf.
The Eagles are have the worst odds in that division to win that division.
Well, Lane Johnson said he ain't worried about it.
No, he didn't.
I'd like to boost this draw thing like right now so we can kind of get on with it.
Yeah, get it going.
We can move on with our lives.
What do you guys bet on now? Baseball? You baseball. Stink at baseball betting. Now
it's me. I've been taking it on the shit.
Just the last 2 days.
You guys stink. They changed the game.
Just two days.
Just when you have all the answers, they start changing
the questions. Actually, the game's better now, what is though. Today? Everyone scoring runs. Everyone hitting home
really?
Runs.
Really? That's happening?
I mean, the game I went to, seven home runs in one game.
That's because you were in that Mickey Mouse park.
It was awesome.
You dare. You
talking about Fenway?
Yeah, I'm talking about Fenway.
Beautiful,
I've never been there. I heard
it's 225 all the way around.
It's the best.
It was like get over to Monster.
420 to center field, dude. One of the deepest center fields in all of baseball.
Mickey Mouse. What do you will say, baseball, dude?
Most home runs went over the Big Green Monster.
Oh yeah,
and that seems pretty short over there.
It is short, but
it's high wall.
You got to get it up.
Same trajectory.
It's tall.
So are you guys thinking it?
No, I was 4-3 2 days ago. Yesterday was a bad day, though. Yesterday was a bad day.
Yeah,
had a bad day.
People told you about it,
but today's backup day. No, seems like people might be on vacation too. I haven't been getting as much flack. I mean, it'll come. Football season when you get a lot of it.
Yeah, football season.
Football season is when you said the kings become the gods.
Bingo.
Yeah, you're putting some extra heat on
yourself. And what's a god to a non-believer?
That's how I felt.
One of the best. I think that's the best album of all time. Rap album.
Yeah, that is a good album.
What is it? Watch the Throne?
Watch the Throne. Yeah. I love that one.
They went on tour together,
didn't
they?
Came out right before training camp. Yeah. They performed, they did. Mm-hmm. They performed at Fashion Week, I think, in Paris.
They did,
Lil Baby and...
I went to Jay-Z Hard Knock Life tour with Method Man and Redman. It was fucking awesome.
The Up in Smoke tour.
Yep.
I didn't get to go to that one, but I remember that being a big buzz. The Jay-Z Hard Knock Life tour.
Yep.
Here you go, Foxy.
Yeah.
Since you're the hottest bettor in the fucking office.
Yep. Please ask me.
And you call yourself an NBA fan.
Yep. I was just going to say, please.
Suns, -4.5, game 2 tonight. What do you like?
Foxy. So, you know, it's funny. Everyone already has crowned the Suns.
Oh.
NBA has the shortest term memory when it comes to fans out of any sport by far and away. They all think the Bucks stink now. And I saw the line. What's Bucks money line?
+166.
Ooh, I thought I saw it better than that. But I'm just sitting here
still good.
It's very good. And that was going to be my pick of the night, was taking Bucks money line. Just because everyone lost their mind and thinks that they some reason stink. I know Giannis is a little bit hurt, but I just think they're
Bucks
too
good. Bucks were down 2-0 to the Nets and they were dead.
That's what I'm saying.
Bucks were down.
Everyone just crowns teams way too quick. That's what happens with LeBron. LeBron has one bad game. He's the worst player in the world. I know that's just completely different, but I'm taking Bucks money on it.
Bucks haven't covered a game 1 all playoffs. Suns have covered every game 1 all playoffs. I don't think I'm going to take tonight, but I would lean. I think I'd lean to your side, Foxy. Yeah.
I just bet on the Bucks because Foxy said it. Foxy's the hottest gambler in the office.
In the office. Let's go.
I wasn't happy with what he did with England yesterday. I found out about it late, but I told him he had to come in here and tell you what he had done because it happened over there in the couches, but in front of TVs. Yeah, yeah. And I kind of, so Foxy, this whole thing happened. I do it. Mm-hmm. But I think we're at the point now where we have to realize that Foxy, he might be the hottest gambler on planet Earth.
Some people are saying Fade Foxy is dead, and a lot of people are saying
#
follow Foxy.
Oh. I've been there all
the time. Oh, double F.
You've been #1 by my side.
You know that song, if you're going through hell, keep on going alone. And if you're scared, don't show, we might get out. Oh, the devil even knows you're there.
Yes.
That's my life riding you.
Let's go.
All right, follow it. Not you as that, but I'm talking about betting. That was a little bit.
Who's that?
I kind of changed there. I don't know who that is, but I.
Thank you, though.
I was going through hell with you for a long, long time. Lost a lot of money. Thousands and thousands.
A lot of money.
Of dollars.
I probably would have quit if you weren't backing me that whole time, to be honest with you.
But guess what? We got out. Devil didn't even know we were here.
And we're still here.
Mitt, also very hot on the hardwood. Do you agree with Foxy or?
Yeah, I actually thought the exact same thing as Foxy. NBA fans always love to jump on the Suns. They're probably going to lose one game. It'll probably be tonight. I also like Giannis over 26.5 points.
Okay, man.
Hey, man, quick follow-up there. I went into TikTok last night for the first time in a few weeks, edited a video.
Yes.
And obviously it was his face, and it was his new haircut, and he was doing a full, like, how you doing type thing. And I asked him, I'm like, what's going on with TikTok, man? He said big TikTok's out to get him. They're not letting people see his videos.
He
did the mask thing, though.
What's that?
He did the mask thing. It's been ever since that. Threw his mask in the trash.
What mask?
What mask?
I didn't see
he was at a Starbucks and basically said,
we beat COVID.
Fauci. I said, yeah, at Starbucks, I didn't have to wear a mask. I was shocked. So I was like, oh, we finally did beat COVID. And then I took my mask off and I posted it. And that got a lot of views. But then ever since then, I haven't been getting any views on TikTok.
Oh, money mitt.
So now I'm just trying to pander TikTok, see what's going on, see if I can get back in.
I will say, when I went over there and I saw the video that he posted, that was the... Oh, remember, yeah. He's the only person I follow on TikTok, so every time I tap on the TikTok app, it is literally Mitt's face. That is what the TikTok app is to me, because it's following or for you. Mm. How do they know for you? I've never really liked anything other than Mitt, so I don't know what...
probably whatever's for Mitt.
That's yeah, it's not good at all. So I've been just on a following thing. The one I haven't been there in 2 weeks. The one I saw last night, I'm like, oh, Mitt's living a different life over here. That's what I thought. And now it's nice to know you are just pandering.
It's, I mean, the kid gets it. A year ago here, he wouldn't have known that.
He wouldn't have known
that. Nah, definitely not.
But here he is hammering the Bucks alongside Foxy. I just put a bet in. You like the Bucks?
Sure, why not?
Absolutely not.
See, this is what I like. I like when the whole team is on the same page.
Yeah, that never fails.
It's the Bucks?
I am not on Bucks money line. I'm on them plus 4.5, by the way.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can't lose.
Yeah.
That's not as fun.
Minus one to
six. I agree.
I'll get on the Bucks. Fuck it. We're on the Bucks.
Don't bet the Bucks. Don't bet the Bucks.
What?
Don't do that. Don't bet the Bucks.
Why? Did.
What's going
Chris
on,
Paul,
dude?
Hey, look. Finals, Chris Paul. We've only seen... Chris Paul's never lost in the finals, boys.
He's played one game.
You ever think about that? Oh, he's never lost. He's undefeated. He's never lost. Probably never will.
Bro, he'll put up 30. Chris Paul, have a great game. Devin Booker, have a great game.
Booker, for sure. I think Paul tonight, he's the Apple Man. He's Johnny Appleseed. He's dishing out assists like it's nobody's business. 10 assists plus 116, taking that. 12 assists plus 350, taking that. 14 assists plus 850, taking that. This might be one of those Chris Paul 16-16 no turnover games, because he's done this before where he's just gone out, dish. And because he had the 32-9 last game, you got to think, hey, Giannis, let's shade over to Chris Paul a little bit tonight. Let's make sure he's not getting easy buckets. Bangarang, dish, corner three. That's assist number one. See you guys there. Bunch of free money on FanDuel Chris Paul tonight, boys.
Atta baby, Connor. Okay. Atta baby.
Let's go. Atta baby. Go Suns, baby.
He is the odds on favorite to win the MVP now.
Yeah.
But you know, Suns got a lot of calls in that game one. Boonhauser, Coach Bud.
Coach Boonhauser.
Made it be known he was not happy about it.
Mm-hmm. To that MVP point, Tony, I think Ayton has the best value right now by far.
Did you know that Mitt took him pre-series?
I remember him saying that. And now he's still plus 1,000. He had, 22-19? So if he has a couple, if he has two more of those games, he might win.
Are we going to be able to bet on baseball still when we own the Pirates?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
What do you mean, though?
Very illegal.
We won't be able to bet on baseball.
Yeah,
it's good run.
No, we won't.
We'll get an exception.
The exception is that they're letting us buy a team.
Maybe have a runner.
Huh?
Maybe have a runner.
Yeah, I mean,
listen, I'm not losing the goddamn Pirates because you fucking degenerates want to bet on your first five.
Can't do that.
Pete Rose will figure it out for us.
Do we bring him in as a hitting coach?
I don't think he's allowed in the building.
One of the greatest hitters of all time.
Suzuki.
He told me, I watched, I don't know what he was on MLB Network for something, and I just so happened to turn it on. I just so happened by it.
Yeah.
And he was talking to A-Rod, so maybe it was ESPN.
Oh, two of the best guys in sport.
Yeah. So they, by the way, it was very, and Frank Thomas was there, who knew Genix is
major.
Yep.
Pete Rose put on a hitting clinic.
Oh,
he said, I get out there, and if I'm a little bit slow, I just move back in the box. Mm-hmm. If I'm a little bit fast, I just move forward in the box. If I was a little bit, fat, I'd move back in the box. Mm-hmm. If not, I'd just stay where I was. That was how I adjusted. I'm like, well, has this guy ever fucking, how come we don't have an entire documentary manual on this is how you hit? If you're fast, do this. Just move.
Keep it simple.
If you're slow, move, and then just run your ass off. Pete Rose is all. If we could get him in the building, I'd like him to potentially be a hitting coach for a week or two. Mark McGwire as well. And
each row, probably.
Sammy Sosa, potentially. Is Sammy Sosa available?
I hope so.
Sammy might be in a bad spot.
Sammy went through some things.
What?
Hey, let us know how that boost goes.
Hey, you can't be betting on baseball if we own a goddamn team.
That's fine. That's fine.
We'll cross that bridge. Hey, we'll cross that when we get to it. What the fuck did you come in here for again?
Just cuz. I got everything I wanted
to show up his sword.
Yeah, and you took the Bucks.
Bucks money line. Let's roll.
There we okay. go.
Was that it?
Yeah, I think
that's you got to decide who you're taking on Sunday.
Yeah, big decision coming.
Okay, thank you, Foxy.
Thank you, boys.
If you like Foxy, Fox. Go to Liquid. Even if you don't like Foxy, go to liquiddeath.com/Dodd.
Dodd. Two ads, Tom.
We got any Liquid Death around here?
Nah.
Liquid Death is a delicious water drink.
Hell yeah.
There's a couple sitting on Pat's desk, but.
Hell yeah.
I zoomed in the wrong can.
Yep. No way. Go to liquiddeath.com to get a free set of koozies.
What?
A free set of koozies.
What?
Hey, they're coming.
Jesus.
Thank you, Ty.
You might be playing.
You got a nice catch.
You might be playing one bag.
I will. Let me fucking pop the top on this thing. Listen to this. Ooh. Oh,
sounds delicious.
Add some delicious water.
Sounds like it.
Fucking delicious water. And it's a cool can. And you know what the problem with water is sometimes? It gets warm. First off, Liquid Death never gets warm.
Never.
But in case you thought it would, go to liquiddeath.com/Don.
Don.
You get a free set of koozies. You just slip that koozie on the can. Keep it even colder. With your first order of any case of water, just grab some at any Whole Foods or 7-Eleven.
Hell yeah.
liquiddeath.com/Don. It's D-A-H-N.
Don.
Okay. We fucked around long enough. Let's get into some baseball.
Hell yeah.
Let's get into some baseball.
Anything's changed tonight.
It's straight water. There's no alcohol or sparkling. It's just water.
Maybe things change tonight, huh?
Actually, they do have a...
they have sparkling water.
Thanks, Matt.
It's
the white can is normal water. The black can is sparkling water.
There you go.
Right, Bill? Don't you drink the sparkling?
Bill loves the sparkling.
All right. What did I just say?
Baseball.
Baseball. Before we move on to baseball, some NBA odds boosts from our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. 60-plus total points scored in the first quarter of the NBA Finals game. There was 56 points scored in the first quarter of the last game, if you need to know that.
Thank you.
DeAndre Ayton, plus 13.5. Mitt, this is for you.
I took this.
Remember the math. DeAndre Ayton, plus 13.5 combined points, rebounds, assists versus Giannis.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no, actually, I did not take this one.
Because you probably couldn't figure it out.
No, I don't like these ones. Okay. These ones are confusing me.
Okay. Milwaukee to cover plus 5.5 and Middleton to score over 25.5. I will not love take this because Chris Middleton's not the same player on the road as he is at home.
No, he is not.
I love that one. I think he's going to have a huge night, and I think 5.5, Mitt, easy cover.
How was the 3x2 first and second half the other night?
It hit in the first half, and then obviously didn't hit in the second half. I am taking it again tonight.
My baby, Mitt.
You remember when I said that?
Go back to the well, Mitt. I remember when
you said that.
Sometimes they tend to ease into the second half. All right.
Just easing the tension.
Congrats to the fucking Boats.
Go Boat.
Vasilevskiy won.
Yeah, he was fucking unreal last night.
When we had John Sheeran, FanDuel Sportsbook head bookmaker.
JS.
Before the NHL playoffs, or right as they were starting. We talked about taking the Bolts.
Go we Bolts. We
didn't fucking do it.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I should have fucking done it.
I picked them when, I think we did that talkie talk we went God through every series. It. Should've little bittersweet, you know. I was hoping the Habs were gonna.
Oh, you got a similar situation this weekend. That's gonna be a shame.
I will give that. I'll give that plus 1,000 on Italy for. I do not care.
MLB. Ew. God damn it.
What?
Let me make sure.
What?
Let me see.
What?
Oh, okay, I didn't take it.
Did you take the A's?
No.
I wanted to. Fuck.
I don't think I did.
How does
who's going
Montas was going against McCullers?
I stayed away. I almost went McCullers, but it was too. The line was too heavy, so I stayed away. Sorry, excuse me for coughing into the mic. Did not mean to do that. A's are up 2-0. The other game that's going on, and I will say this right now on this show, I will never take the fucking Colorado Rockies on the road again.
That was a wild move yesterday.
They are 6-33 on the road now.
They stink. I mean, that might be the first time all year the Diamondbacks have won two games in a row.
They are 31-17 at home. 6-33 away, 31-17 at home. It's fucking wild.
Rock Mountains.
0-0 right now, Rockies and D-backs. You didn't take that either,
right? Nah.
Let's move along. Jordan Montgomery and Logan Gilbert go for the Yankees and Mariners. Both actually pitching okay.
Logan Gilbert has been a very good surprise.
Yeah. As far as that's concerned, that was a little too close, and I couldn't find an angle that I liked with the line, so I stayed away.
I am a sucker for plus Mariners, plus a half.
I fucking knew it was coming, you son of a bitch.
To get back, dude. Fuck, Kikuchi let us down that last night.
That was wild. Manoah is a $2.25 favorite versus the Orioles. I didn't want to lay a half or anything here, so I stayed away.
I did.
You did lay a half with the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Manoah's been very good, and Akin stinks. My only fear is the Jays put up...
Who stinks?
Akin.
So...
Do they change pitchers?
So, ESPN has Keegan Akin as a starter.
Yeah.
Now,
what the fuck?
FanDuel has Tate as the starter.
Golden Tate?
Not Golden.
He signed with the Orioles?
And oh no, okay, so Covers has Akin starting as well.
Okay.
Teaching moment. Love when this fucking happens. I love when this happens. So most sites you can go, and if you're betting baseball, the bet only counts, and you can put it in there if the pitcher who is listed starts.
Yes, sir.
So if that's something you want to do, make sure it's the pitcher that you did your research in that's starting. If not, the bet doesn't count. It doesn't even go through. So, but you're going to go, if it is Keegan Akin, you're going Toronto.
I'll lay minus half with the Jays here.
Casey at Cleveland, Danny Duffy and Zach Plesac. I wanted to do it. I didn't pull the trigger, but I was looking at Cleveland. I just didn't do it.
I did it.
You tell Cleveland?
Plesac back from an injury. I feel like he'll be sharp. Duffy, don't let his numbers fool you. He has not been great of late.
A line that, for a good reason, is large. Pirates and Mets. $2 favorites are the Mets against Pirates. JT Brubaker and Taijuan Walker.
Brubaker started the season hot.
Walker's been good, too. I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm good on this one.
A game that I did take, Eflin and Alzolay.
Oh, no.
Eflin goes for the Phillies. Albert Alzolay goes for the Cubs. Minus 106 on the Phillies game money line. Cubs minus 110. I decided...
Phillies getting plus a half here.
...that I wanted to go with the Phillies. I took a money line minus 118, so I assume they're not getting the half unless this changed. I mean, the Cubs somehow last night.
I mean, they lit up.
They broke their fucking streak again.
That's the worst Zach Wheeler's pitched all fucking year by a landslide. I mean,
Eflin's actually been pretty decent as of late, and Alzolay is going the other way.
Yep.
So I was okay with going with Philly tonight.
Fair play.
Cincy at Milwaukee. Tyler Mahle and Adrian Hauser. Two guys with good ERAs. We are looking at 3.63 for Mahle and 3.94 for Hauser. I decided to go first half money line minus 120 with Mahle and the Reds.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're on the Reds with me.
Yeah. Reds are hot. Brewers are not. Brewers are on a little bit of a skid.
Hauser's has been not as great either. Tyler Mahle.
Reds are always a team that fucking gets me, though, man.
They've been pretty good to me this year.
Whether it's one way or the other.
And then we have Scooble and J.A. Happ going for Detroit and Minnesota. I couldn't find an angle here.
Yeah, I'm not touching this one.
And then the last game of the night.
Yep.
Nice little game.
Yep.
Nice little game.
Yep.
Scherzer at San Diego going against Yu Darvish. I took the Nats plus a half, minus 134. You as well?
Yeah. I mean, Darvish last time out, four earned.
Yeah.
Scherzer last three, 17 innings, 23 Ks, three earned. If I can get Scherzer plus a half, I will take it every time.
Here was my worry with Darvish.
Oh, no.
He gave up four on the road, and then he gave up one and one at home. He gave up four on the road, then he gave up one and one at home. His home ERA is 2.12. His away ERA is almost four, and he's at home tonight. This is the only thing that almost scared me.
Yeah.
But I decided to lay the half.
Yeah, I'll go down with Mad Max any day.
Every single time.
Any day of the week.
So my MLB bets for tonight are Phillies. These are all first five. Phillies minus 118, Reds minus 120, Nats plus a half, minus 134. You?
All first five, Mariners plus a half, Blue Jays minus a half, Cleveland money line, Reds money line, Nats plus a half. Tonight, it has to turn around. Has to.
Has to.
Let's hope.
Okay.
Because I can't take another losing night.
We didn't get into this too much yesterday because England was on. But Saturday, Argentina-Brazil.
Yeah.
90-minute line for Argentina is plus 260. Brazil plus 105. Let me see if I could find, since I'm having a hard time finding just the fucking win bets, which I can't find it again.
So what's Argentina? Just to, like, you get Argentina double chance, a decent value there.
Minus 155.
Yeah. Right?
Gonna head with that.
I mean, this is probably a little bit of my heart. I would like to see Messi win sure. something, dude. I mean,
sure. But it's not like,
I don't think
it's Brazil. It's not like you're doing that with one of the greatest players of all time.
I don't think Brazil.
It's not like Argentina's a bad squad.
Brazil did not, like, they looked good against Peru at times, but it's not like they blew them out of the water. Yeah. I think Argentina probably had the harder test with Colombia. So, yeah, if I can get Argentina double chance, minus 150, just to get to extra time, I'll take that, Tone.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I am definitely with you on that one. Let's roll through some of the other boosts real quick, see if there are any. Oh!
Dinger?
Sugar Sean.
Oh.
To win in round one was plus 115, now plus 150. Ooh. Friend of the show. Have to take it.
Also, never missed on a UFC boost on this show.
I never, not once, have missed on a UFC boost on this
show.
I am actually kind of sad I took him to win by KO in the first round this morning before that boost was up.
So it stinks. Hey, baby, man. Double down. Hey, fucking
double down,
kid. Double down.
Double down. Let's see here. Let me do a little research here. Oh, yeah. We're good. Let me see. MLB, NBA, covered it. Euros, covered it. NFL, covered it.
Hell yeah.
You got anything for Wimbledon, Mitt?
Nah, I don't know what's going on in tennis now. The favorites, I don't know.
Oh, we got more fucking Olympic odds. You didn't let me know that.
I did not look at the Olympic odds today. Sorry, I'm in slacking.
So it was just basketball. Rugby's up now.
Ooh, Ireland rugby. Already threw it.
You did?
No, I'm going to throw it right now, though.
They're plus 6,000.
Jesus.
Ooh, really?
Fiji's the favorites.
I think you're thinking what of New hell? Zealand, man.
New Zealand's second best.
We got a great team over there.
South Africa's plus 340. USA is plus 750.
Who's the favorite?
Fiji.
Fiji's the favorite?
Yeah.
What are they at?
Plus 230.
Oh, they have sweet water. I'll do that.
Isn't New Zealand the All Blacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me the All Blacks.
I'm going to take them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Yep. I'm going to put that in right now.
You kidding me?
How are you not taking the Fiji?
Dude, the All Blacks are like the greatest.
Here's what I'll tell you, man.
Team of all time.
This is why we are this gambling show, okay? A little inside information. Fiji, incredible team. Japan has outlawed them taking their beautiful bottles of Fiji water for the team to Japan.
Oh, so they're
going to have tap water. And when they don't have those beautiful bottles of Fiji to drink out of on the sideline,
they're in a bad spot.
They are in a bad spot. So go New Zealand.
Come on, New Zealand.
What's up, bro? Third best odds. I may have to lay South Africa. What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
So USA is fourth best odds.
Canada?
Plus 750. Yeah, they have the worst odds.
Come on.
They have the worst odds.
Dead last?
Yeah.
Worse than Wales?
So, I'll tell you what. Three teams have plus 10,000.
Tony, I will put in a Scotland futures Olympic bet on women's softball. USA only minus 210. I feel like they're...
That's pretty good.
They have everybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, if fucking... What's her name's on the bump?
Yeah, I don't know. That girl... The girl... I know what you're talking about. The blonde girl that no one can hit.
Yeah.
Whew.
From like 20 years ago. I can't remember her name.
I don't know. She didn't...
Wickenhauser?
No, she pitched at Arizona. Someone in the chat tell me the fucking softball pitcher's name.
But there are a bunch of girls from Oregon that are all actually on TikTok that are kind of cute and really good at softball. Sorry.
What the so fuck I'm all is in. This?
What do you mean?
Stick to sports, Mitt.
That is sports, dude, and it's gambling. It's minus 210. It should be minus 2,000.
Hey, for the chat, it's not rugby sevens, okay? You guys think you're fucking rugby experts. It's fucking rugby union, okay? Rugby union. So before you fucking come at me, Jenny Finch, thank you, chat.
Oh, Jenny Finch.
Thank you.
Legend.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you.
You're right about Jenny Finch. Finch. You're wrong about the sevens, okay?
Thank you, Mrs.
Get it right or pay the price. Women's futures. Let's see if we got anything new here. Women's softball minus 210. I mean, that's a pretty solid bet, Mitt. Where I come from, we're betting it. So I just bet rugby and softball. Olympics is going to cost me some money. What was that one thing we told the caller yesterday?
Why can't you parlay these?
What?
I actually thought I'd turn my mic off, but I want to be able to parlay these, but you can't.
Oh, can't you parlay these?
For fucking parlay, dude.
Information or knowledge, nope, advice we gave out yesterday. Don't bet on stuff you know. I just put in a fucking rugby union's bet and a women's softball bet.
Something you know.
Fuck it.
Something you know.
Ooh. Oh, there's a lot of Olympic bets starting to pop up.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
USA total gold medals over under 43.5. I don't know how many. That's a lot of gold medals.
Feels like a lot.
There's a lot of events, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's a lot of gold medals.
The medal count gets up to like 80, though. So that's probably the over.
Let me see who I can fade here. Go under. Probably Great Britain because they're going to celebrate. They've been out celebrating coming home too long.
Oh, yeah. Under on Canada, too.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa. Take it easy.
What sports do you guys have? You guys aren't even going to win hockey this year.
Yeah, it's fucking Summer Olympics, you baboon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What sports do you guys have?
All right, that's
a
show.
Don't underestimate Canadians' track and field, dude. You ever heard of Donovan Bailey?
You guys don't run. It's
smoked
always cold.
Michael Johnson time after
okay,
time
you're
after
living
time.
In a fucking different world, pal.
Check the stats, dude.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Right after Pat's show.
It's coming home.
Then Sunday, we will be here live at 3 o'clock. So tell your friends. Tell your friends. You got nothing else to do. You come stop by and watch us.
You watch England for the first time since 1966.
And the first time since Gigi Buffon. Italy brings it home. We'll be back tomorrow. Can't thank you guys enough. Rollover's at
15
1250. I think I saw you put out the 1,000 tweet this morning.
Yep.
Rollover's at 1250. Hashtag FanDuel Hammer Down Rollover 1250. At Hammer Down on Instagram and Twitter. Still some merch out there.
Hell yeah.
I think that's it. We will see you tomorrow. Good luck tonight.
Come on.
Hammer
Down.